Well, you know what? This morning, when you think about it, when you go to the manger, you realize what Christ did when he left heaven to come here. Came all the way from here. And in the manger, we are invited to immerse ourselves into the hope of why Jesus came. The real hope, the real meaning why Jesus came. Biblical hope is not just a wish. It's not just something that we wish for, like under the Christmas tree. It's the unshakable confidence that God can be trusted. Let me say that again. Biblical hope, Bethlehem hope, is the unshakable confidence that God can be trusted. It's a belief that God is always at work for the good in our lives. That's what Romans 8 says. It says this, "For in this hope," that kind of hope, "we are saved. But the hope that is seen is not hope at all. If you can see it, it's not hope. Who hopes for what has already been? But if we hope for what we do not have, we wait for it patiently." And then verse 28 says this, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose." That's biblical hope. The hope that God is in charge, the God who sent his son in a manger, the God who sent his son into a world to save us, is the same God that loves you and loves me. And that's the promise, that's the hope that we have in Christ. You see, the manger dares us to believe that God loves us and he cares about us. And yet he's going to come again. And that's what Christmas hope is all about. Jesus is our Christmas hope. And that's the reason why we're here today. And the kids have said it so well. You see, God has a purpose and a plan for every one of us who's here. For every one of these little children, for every one of us who's here watching them today, God has a purpose and a plan. You see, 7 centuries before Jesus, Isaiah was speaking to the people of Israel. For 7 centuries they had been persecuted and tormented. And in Isaiah's time, he writes this, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light." That's the nation of Israel. That could be us today. We've been walking in darkness, and yet a great light was going to come in a manger. A manger, a light came. On those living in the land of shadow of death, a light has dawned. All of us are hopeless without that kind of a light. The hope of Christmas is Jesus, but without Jesus, we have no hope. The light has come. Verse 6 says this, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given," Isaiah says, "and the government will be on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." That's the promise of hope. That's the promise that God gives to each of us. That's what the kids sang about this morning. The hope that Christ brings. The hope of the world. The light has come. Jesus was that light of the world. The promise of hope is fulfilled in the light. The promise of hope, of light at the end of the tunnel. That Jesus is going to make everything right. The hope of fulfilling in the light. In 1 John chapter 1, we read this, "In the beginning was the Word." That's Jesus. You'll see it in a minute here. "And the Word was with God, and the Word was God." That was Jesus. It says the Word was with God. God the Father and Jesus together came up with a plan to save mankind. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Everything was made. He was their creation. And without him, nothing was made that had been made. And in him, that's Jesus, was life. Life. And the life was the light of men. Jesus was the light in a dark world when he came in the manger, and he still is that light today. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. You see, Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus came. Verse 14 tells us this, the Word, that's Jesus, became flesh. That's who we saw this morning. And made his dwelling place amongst us. The word dwelling place really means tabernacle. He lived with us. He was God with skin on him. God on the ground. And he tabernacled with us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. God on the ground. I love John 3:16, which gives us the ultimate purpose why Jesus came. God didn't come, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. To save the world. Here's the one thing I want you to remember this morning. You can write it in your bulletin. God became one of us so we could become one with him. Let me say it again. God became one of us so that we could become one of him, one with him. See, because of Bethlehem, we have hope. But Jesus also said that he was going to come back again. He said, I'm going to come back. In John 14, he says, I will come back and I'll take you to be with me that you may also may be where I am. You see, that's the ultimate hope that we have, is that Jesus is going to come back. He's going to make things right. He's going to take us to be with him in heaven. So my question to you today is, are you prepared for him to come? If he were to come today, are you prepared? They weren't prepared when he first came. Are you prepared? Would you be prepared physically? Physically, can you say that you are ready to go? What about emotionally and relationally? Are you ready if Jesus were to come back? How about spiritually? Are you walking with God? Do you know him as your Savior? If you know Jesus was coming tomorrow, what would you be doing today? What would you be doing today if you knew Jesus was coming tomorrow? What would you do? How would you prepare? What would you not do? What would you be doing? Jesus. You see, he says he's going to come back just like he did the first time. And my prayer for us is this. Come, Lord Jesus. My hope is in you. Let's say that together. Come, Lord Jesus. My hope is in you. Come, Lord Jesus. My hope is in you. See, the manger dares us to believe the best is yet to be. And it could be today. It could be that Jesus comes back today. Because of Bethlehem, God came. He became one of us so that we could one day become one with him in heaven.